The footpath to the peak of Mount Scorlozzo deviates from the road and climbs up a scree slope. We advise you to extend your walk for a few minutes to visit the remains of Austrian shelters and trenches on nearby Passo del Plateliole. Looking from north to south, the landscape shows evident signs of the work of the ancient glaciers. The different conformations of the rocks around it are also easily visible. On the pass they are limestone, the outcome of sedimentation in an ultra-ancient ocean, while Mount Scorlozzo is made up, for the most part, of metamorphic schists. During First World War, the highest rocks of the whole Passo del Plateliole Col emerged from the perennial snowfields only a few weeks a year, linking up to the ridge which continues to the higher Nagola Spitze, Cima del Chiodo, and subsequent Punta del Naso. On these rocks the Austrians built an advanced defensive line with gun and machine gun positions directed at Val dei Vitelli. Protected walkways and trenches were carved out using metal cages filled with stones. Today, what has survived the passage of time in this quasi-lunar landscape, almost always windy, gives us an insight into the lives of the soldiers of the day, with snow of over 10 meters in thickness for many months a year. As Alpino Pietro Berra from Corteno Golgi remembers, "The worst thing for us was the environmental conditions. At 3,000 meters and more, frequently without even a piece of wood to light a fire, and temperatures which sometimes reached minus 20 to 25 degrees Celsius and -8,230. Wood was also of use for melting the ice, for drinking and for eating, and -8,230. There we were truly cut off from the world, because the avalanches frequently knocked the teleferics down, and in such cases it was a miracle if any supplies got to us, and -8,230. This defensive line was guarded by Standschützen Battalion Prad Stilfs Torfers, Prato Stelvio Tuba, for the whole duration of the war. It is interesting to remember certain peculiarities of the Standschützen. They could enlist marksmen from 17 to over 50 years of age and elected their own junior officers and their captain in command. They also had their own division flag. At the outset of the war, with no access to army logistical supplies which were still not present in the area, it was their wives and mothers who provided directly for getting the necessary food from their valley hometowns to them.